Booking a hotel room, tips and vocabulary. In this chapter, we'll study a typical conversation in a hotel. La cliente, the customer, here a woman, talks to le réceptionniste, the hotel clerk. As far as the language is concerned, it's very likely that people working at the hotel will speak at least some basic English, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. Choosing an accommodation in French can be quite a challenge. There are many hotels, chambre d'hôte, bed and breakfast, auberge de jeunesse, youth hostel, ranging from the utmost luxuriant to the, well, let's say, ridiculously noisy, dirty, and uncomfortable. The elevator. My first tip will definitely be about l'ascenseur, the elevator, or the lack of it. Although the French accessibility laws are changing drastically, there are still quite a lot of smaller hotels, in Paris in particular, that don't have an elevator. Even if there is an elevator, it will often be extremely tiny. And when I say tiny, I mean having to walk in sideways. So forget larger suitcases. And if there is no elevator, be ready to carry your valise, suitcases, yourself. It's not the clerk's job, and in standard hotels, there are no porters or bellhop. The floor issue. This brings us to the second point. The French count their floors from le rez-de-chaussée, first floor, up. So you have to account for that one floor difference. Le deuxième étage, literally second floor, is actually the equivalent of a US third floor. Something to remember when there is no elevator. Noise. Noise is something to consider when choosing your hotel in larger cities. The ground floor will solve the stairs issue, but may be quite noisy. So pack earplugs, especially if you're traveling in the summer and you may need to leave your windows open. Size. Many students of mine have also been surprised.